The next individual I would like to introduce played a significant role in determining the Muslim vote in the 2000 elections. Mr. Nihad Awad is Executive Director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, a co-sponsor of this event and the largest nonprofit Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. For the 2000 presidential election, Mr. Awad was a key figure in the American Muslim Political Coordinating Committee, an umbrella organization of the largest American Muslim organizations, which helped to create the first Muslim voting bloc for a presidential election. Mr. Awad?
Thank you. Good morning. I would like to present to you the results of a survey we just conducted a few weeks ago, and this is the first in the year 2004. Another one will be conducted at the end of August, and the last one would be around October. And these surveys would just give us a pulse on how Muslim voters may decide to vote in November. The surveys are not scientific. We just send them by email, and we receive them through fax and regular mail. Before I go through the results of this particular survey, I just have to say a couple of words about our national effort to register Muslims to vote and to educate Muslim voters. This national effort is growing bigger than the year 2000. In the year 2000, we have the national four Muslim organizations, the American Muslim Council, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the American Muslim Alliance, AMA, and IMPAC, the Muslim Public Affairs Council. That effort grew to include the nine major national Muslim advocacy organizations that include the following: the American Muslim Alliance, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Islamic Circle of North America, the Islamic Society of North America, the Muslim Alliance of North America, the Muslim Society, Muslim American Society, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, the Muslim Student Association, and Project Islamic Hope. These organizations represent, I would say, the majority of American Muslims in the United States. They include different nationalities, different ethnic backgrounds, and, of course, African Americans. In October, we expect that this coalition, which is called the American Muslim Task Force on Civil Rights and Elections, make a decision on whether they would like to endorse a particular candidate or just let Muslims vote their conscience the way they think. But based on what we've done in the year 2000, it was the first Muslim voting bloc, and the majority of Muslims voted in one direction. They endorsed George W. Bush. Definitely there is a feeling that the Muslim community and the Muslim voters are not satisfied with the performance of the administration, whether on domestic issues, including civil rights, or foreign policy issues like peace in the Middle East, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have been conducting voter registration campaigns nationwide. We hope that by the end of the year and before the election, we will have 1.5 million Muslim voters. The key states, battleground states, have a substantial Muslim population, whether in the state of Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, California, and so on. Let me just go now through the results of the survey that today will be released. We have conducted this survey, as I said, in early June, and the results are being released today. As far as whom they would like to vote, if they were to vote today, 50% of the voters said they would like to vote for John Kerry, 26% they would like to vote for Ralph Nader. President Bush, I believe, got 3%. That's the lowest. We can go second one. Whom did they vote in the year 2000? 39% they voted for Bush. 29%, they voted for different people, and about 16% for Al Gore. So you can see that from 39% to 3%, it's a sharp decrease on those who have voted for Bush and would like to vote for him again this year. Next. Whom will they vote for in this November? 54% for John Kerry, 26% for Ralph Nader, 14% not sure, so these are up for grabs, about 2% for George Bush. Next. Do you feel more secure or less secure following the war on Iraq? 87% they feel less secure, 9% they feel more secure. The breakdown of the Muslim voters in the state of Pennsylvania, which is a swing state, 57% they would like to vote for John Kerry, 26% they would like to vote for Ralph Nader, and only 2% for George Bush. Next. In the state of Michigan, you can see that the trend does not shift in a serious way. 58% for John Kerry, about 20% for Ralph Nader, and 16% undecided, only 3% for George Bush. In the state of Ohio, 61% for John Kerry, 29% for Ralph Nader, and about 8% not decided, and for George Bush again about 2%. So you can see that the trend is almost the same in the key and swing states. Just to explain some of these figures, Ralph Nader has been working closely with Muslim American and Arab American voters. They feel that he has been addressing some of their issues, including civil rights, the USA Patriot Act, the foreign policy, and he has been meeting with Muslim voters in key states. It will be too early, of course, to decide on where they would like to vote in the year in November. The decision that will be taken by the coalition will give the Muslim community a sense of what's best for them. Now, finally, I have also to say that the Muslim voters have shown interest in the domestic issues. They fit in the mainstream, whether on the economy, on job employment, and so on. But what makes them different than most of the voters in this society is because they have been a prime target of certain practices of the government, they feel that their civil liberties have been sacrificed. And on the war on Iraq and in Afghanistan, they feel that they can contribute to better decision-making process in the foreign policy and that they should be included in making these decisions. Ralph Nader has been making some suggestions on how to improve the civil rights situation, and he has been also giving some suggestions on how to best deal with the situation in Iraq. John Kerry has met with Arab American voters in Michigan, had made some positive statements, and again, it's too early to decide. What the Muslim community and Muslim voters would like to see is they would like John Kerry to be a better candidate. However, also, the coalition has contacts with the campaign of George W. Bush, and our organizations themselves are non-profit organizations. They will not make an endorsement by themselves, but they have formed a PAC, a political action committee. That PAC will make the decision. But our individual organizations are non-profit organizations. They do not endorse candidates or raise funds for candidates. So I wanted to make that disclaimer very clear. Thank you very much.